Had a hamburger lately? The cow it came from likely passed through a feedlot, a huge farm that fattens cattle before they're slaughtered. The thousands of cattle housed at a feedlot produce tons and tons of waste. That manure can be used as a valuable fertilizer. But if it's not properly disposed, it could lead to an environmental disaster. In day four of Harvest Public Media's series on America's Big Beef, reporter Jeremy Bernfeld explores that challenge.
You think you deal with a lot of bullcrap? Alan Sense needs a front-end loader and a dump truck to deal with all the manure he's up against. Literally. Sense and his wife Deanna co-own McPherson County Feeders, a beef feedlot home to more than 11,000 head of cattle. It's in Marquette, Kansas, and it's the penultimate stop for cattle, fattening them up before they head to the slaughterhouse. But Sense doesn't just feed his cattle. He has to dispose of the unending stream of manure his cattle produce every day.
Realistically, it's as much a part of the job for us as feeding for the cattle and caring for them that way.
Cattle aren't too picky about where they go to the bathroom, so when thousands of them are raised close together in pens, their manure piles up. When storms come along, rain can wash that manure into streams or rivers, or it can seep into groundwater. The waste can pollute drinking water with bacteria like E. coli. It can kill fish and other wildlife and impact water sports. Sense says he feels the responsibility.
Honestly, worry from time to time, you know, that we are doing something that might have an environmental impact that maybe we're not aware of.
Many feedlots produce more waste than a small city. According to a 2008 study by the Government Accountability Office, an operation of about 3,500 head can produce more than 40,000 tons of manure annually. That's about as much sanitary waste generated each year by a city of about 57,000 people, and many feedlots are larger than that. Like many feeders, Sense installed expensive networks of drainage canals and wastewater lagoons to control waste, and uses heavy machinery to scrape and clean animal pens. That's why you're as likely to hear that dump truck at Sense's feedlot as you are the cattle. The thing is, not everyone does the job right. Documents obtained by Harvest Public Media and the Kansas City Star through an open records request reveal what can happen when waste isn't dealt with properly. Among 38 incidents cited in Kansas in the last decade, there's the feedlot owner that brazenly discharged 3.7 million gallons of wastewater into a public creek. There's the feedlot that improperly applied manure to surrounding fields, resulting in the contamination of water wells. There's an operation that pumped excess waste into freshwater streams, resulting in E. coli concentrations more than 24 times typical of a Kansas freshwater body.
The thing that I don't want to see when I come into work is a phone call from a neighbor or from a producer saying that there has been a release of waste into waters of the state.
That's Terry Medley, a top feedlot regulator in Kansas. He works in the Kansas Department of Health and the Environment, and he and his team oversee the permits and inspections for feedlots. Feedlots are required by the Federal Clean Water Act to ensure that no animal waste leaves the facility. It's Medley's job to make sure that happens. But even he admits, with more than 800 permitted feedlots dotting the Kansas prairie, his inspectors can't be everywhere at once.
It's really a manager or producer's actions that determine, you know, the environmental impact that that facility has.
The way we raise beef has changed significantly over the last few decades. The industry has seen the rise of huge feedlots called concentrated animal feeding operations, or CAFOs. Beef CAFOs pack 1,000 or more cattle into pens in a relatively small area. In Kansas, 18 feedlots are permitted for more than 50,000 cattle. Two are permitted for more than 130,000 cattle, a level almost unheard of two decades ago.
The basic problem with CAFOs from an environmental perspective is that the animal wastes are so concentrated.
That's Joanne Burkholder. She's a professor at North Carolina State University and studies the effects of CAFOs on the environment.
In the traditional way of farming in the past, the waste was spread out over the landscape a lot more, and so it was more diffuse, and the surrounding soil, land, and water could absorb the waste much better.
Under the best circumstances, cattle waste is used to fertilize fields that grow feed for those very same cattle. That's beneficial for the producer, and if it's controlled properly, there's no runoff. And Clayton Huseman, executive director of the Feedlot Division of the Kansas Livestock Association, maintains the strict regulation of feedlots narrows risk.
Whether you're a feed yard with 5,000 head or whether you're a feed yard with 100,000 head, if you're the larger operation, everything that you do from an environmental side is simply scaled up. You have the same responsibility to to control and to manage all of that waste.
For his part, feedlot operator Alan Sentz is quite candid about that responsibility.
We recognize that we're just stewards, while we may have possession and control of this land for the time that we're here, that we want to leave it in a condition for the generations to come as well.
One dump truck of manure at a time. Jeremy Bernfeld, Harvest Public Media.